Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
All right, guys. Grandy's grades here after a loss, unfortunately, 42-26 in favor of the Rams over the Niners. We run through the grades by position groups, as always, and we start with the quarterback. You guys are just talking about Mac Jones, so this is the perfect time for this conversation. I thought Mac was awesome. 33 for 39, 319 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception. That interception was on a 4th down. One of the rare times he was actually pressured and hit in this game. He just had to give his receiver a chance. I think it was intended for Kittle into double coverage, but it's 4th down. You got to try something. I don't really count that one against Mac all that much. With the lack of run game in this one, part of it I know was because of the score, but still, even when they tried to run the ball, specifically with McCaffrey, they couldn't. The only way they were moving the ball consistently was Mac Jones through the air, and I thought he was really, really good at that. Again, 319 yards and 3 touchdowns. Hard for me to ask for more from Mac. I gave him an A-.
Yeah, I'm going to remove the minus. I don't really see what it is that he did wrong. I'm going to give Mac an A. The game plan was clear. Get the ball out of the hands of Mac Jones. That calls for the offensive line to give him a beat and for Mac to make good decisions and then deliver accurately and on time. Sure, there were a few throws that could have been picked. There was one that was on a 4th down. To me, that's just quarterbacking. You got 3 touchdown passes and that kind of a completion percentage, and you hung in a game where it was 21-0 before we got our seat warm. To me, that's a good job. Matt gets an A.
Yeah, straight up A for me. Same thing. And, you look at the 6 incomplete passes, not counting the interception, and a couple of them were, blown protections and just throwaways. And the one where McCaffrey actually had to come in and break up the pass after it bounced off Juwan Jennings. Great play, but I thought that Mac was pretty much spectacular considering what he had to do. And you're right, Mark, like you're down 7-0, 14-0, 21-0. And so he had to do everything he could. So I gave him a straight up A.
Yeah, the fact that they made it a game and multiple times it was a 1-score game after they fell behind 21-0 was pretty impressive. And a lot of that was because of Mac. Up next is skill positions. That's running backs, wide receivers, and tight ends. Kind of a mixed bag here. You didn't have a lot on the ground in general, although Brian Robinson had himself a pretty good day on the ground. Again, another touchdown, averaged 5 yards a pop on 8 carries. George Kittle had his A-plus game. I mean, 9 catches, 84 yards, and the touchdown. I know you'd like that specifically Dibs with your fantasy team. Not just 9 catches for 84 yards, but incredible catches, diving catches. The touchdown was amazing, the way that he tiptoed the sideline and dove for the pylon. Juwan had himself one of his best days of the year just in terms of numbers, but he also had the back-breaking fumble early in the game that you kind of felt like kind of ended the game. So a mixed bag. It was not bad by any stretch, more good than bad, but one really, really bad mistake. Skill positions, a B+ for me.
I gave it a B, and it's partly what you talked about, the Juwan Jennings fumble, which is, you know, you cannot have in that spot where, you know, they're coming for you, and that really kind of changed the game early on, where you're down 14-0, you're finally getting a little bit of momentum. They had just gotten their first down, followed by their second first down. You're starting to, like, move the ball. You feel like you're in it. That, and there was another one in the second half, Juwan Jennings with a false start. And as an offensive player, as a receiver, you cannot false start. Like, I'll allow it for a lineman. It's going to happen every now and again. But when you're out wide, you cannot have a false start. That, those two plays kind of stuck out to me. And also you had Luke Farrell with a badly missed block on that fourth down, fourth and one play where McCaffrey didn't get the line to gain. I gave him a B all in all.
Yeah, I'm right there with you as a B. And it's mainly focused on the fumble. I mean, to me, the game literally kind of ended right then and there in terms of any realistic shot that the 49ers had of winning that game. They needed points on the board on that drive. They were headed for them, and Juwan fumbled the ball. Outside of that, it was a pretty well-played game. But you should go through, and I bet, Dibs, at some point you will in your life, look at the record of NFL teams that get beat on the turnover margin by two or more in a game. Like, you suck. Like, you are going to lose that game almost every time. And that's what happened yesterday. And the one turnover that I feel was preventable was the Juwan Jennings fumble. So B for me.
Yeah, no doubt. You got to tuck that. And he just did not even come close to tucking that football. Up next is the offensive line. Maybe one of the bigger surprises of the game was the way the offensive line held up against this Rams defensive line, which is, in terms of pass rushing D lines, one of the most fearsome in the NFL. I know that I think the strategy, and it was a good strategy by Shanahan, was to get the ball out quick. But still, considering that, I think the offensive line did a pretty good job in pass protection. The run game wasn't the best. I mean, Brian Robinson did average five a carry, a little more than five, in fact. But McCaffrey, 12 carries for just 30 yards. He could not get anything going on the ground. But what they did in pass protection for Mack, I think, more than makes up for that. They were good. A B-plus on the offensive line for me. When I was not expecting that.
Yeah, that's the exact same grade I came up with. Look, there's a big old goose egg in the box score in a number that you never would have guessed. And it's sacks. The Rams got none. That defensive line got none of Mac Jones. So that's really impressive. On the other hand, the rushing stats, and I know there's a game script there, but the bottom line is they still did hand it off 20 times, and they really did it only to a tune of about 3.5 yards per carry. And in a game where the other team knows that you're throwing the ball constantly, you should be able to gash them a little bit better on the ground. But largely a very good performance. So for me, a B plus.
A B for me. And it's, playing off of what you guys both already said, no sacks, only one QB hit. You would have liked to see him run the ball a little bit more effectively. They also stayed out of a lot of penalty situations. I think there was only one false start. There were no holds, by and large. They were kind of in pass protection mode all game, but I thought, by and large, they were actually really good. It's a solid B for me.
Yeah, they were much better than I expected, that's for sure. We move over to the defense. We get to the front seven. That's the down linemen and the linebackers. It was obviously ugly everywhere for the Niners defensively. I think the linebacking group might have been the worst, considering what you got injury-wise on the defensive line. Luke Gifford, I mean, it's tough because he generally doesn't play a ton, but what the Rams did with their personnel with three tight ends forced him onto the field, and he just could not defend any tight end. But that also was the case for Bethune and Winters. They really struggled against these tight ends for the Rams, and the number of times that Kyren Williams was gashing the Niners on the ground, The Niners did get some pressure on Matt Stafford. I think most of that was because of blitzes that saw the call, not necessarily the defensive line winning one-on-one matchups. They did sack Matt Stafford once, hit him a handful of times, which was good to see. But you just didn't see enough consistent impact from this front seven group. I gave him a D. There wasn't a whole lot that I was impressed with.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, my bad.
No, yep. No.
Nope, that's a false start on me.
Yeah, it's not the only one here, apparently. Straight up D, and I'm trying to find like the really impactful plays that were made, and I'm having a hard time seeing them. And, you know, you got late in the game, and it was a whole lot of Blake Corum. Corum for six, Corum for eight. They didn't even need to go to Kyren Williams late in that game, and we talked about pass rush on Mac Jones. They didn't really put a lot of heat on Stafford as well, and the one thing that kind of stands out to me as a negative is the Tatum Bethune super late hit. Like, oh my goodness.
I was surprised the broadcast kind of shrugged it off. That seemed like a terrible decision.
And then
went
to Dean Blandino, and Dean's like, well, yeah, I mean, Tom, when you play, that's good old-fashioned football, but yeah, that one was pretty tardy.
Actually, Tom didn't play that long ago. Right, that was a penalty when you played too, Tom.
Good point.
Yeah, he launched himself after the guy was already out of bounds, and for me, that's the big stuff. Like, I can't stand that kind of decision-making on the field from Bethune, so I'll join you guys. Okay, great. You got a few QB hits in there. Sure. They're throwing the ball as much as they did. The front seven got owned again. A D is the right grade.
All right, and up next is the secondary. That's corners and safeties. This wasn't pretty either. Anytime your opposing quarterback throws for nearly 300 yards and four touchdowns without a turnover, it's not going to be good for the secondary either. I did think a lot of the Rams' bigger plays, big third down conversions, and some of the touchdowns as well were more on the linebackers than on the secondary specifically, but the number of times Davante Adams and Puka Nacua just found soft spots in the zone, countless, and it felt like there were a number of times where the Niners DBs trying to pass off those receivers in zones, and they're just confusion. They don't know exactly where they're supposed to be. They don't know where their teammate is, and they just let Puka Nacua or Devontae slip free in the middle between them for an easy gain of 12 on 3rd and 7 to move the sticks. They didn't force a turnover. I didn't think they were absolutely pitiful all game long, but it wasn't good. A D plus for me on the secondary.
Yeah, I give it C minus, so we're in the same neighborhood, and it's mainly just because I feel for a secondary that has to cover with a front seven that does nothing. A front seven that will not rush the quarterback makes it very hard on the secondary, but that does not excuse them by any stretch. And you pointed out, I mean, it's just a pro quarterback with very professional and wide open receivers constantly. And I also want to point out, I thought on the, was the Davis Allen touchdown, the one in the back of the back right of the end zone?
Yep.
Diamino Lenore
early second quarter,
made a really bad decision on that one, and he broke the wrong way at the wrong time. I don't know if he thought that Stafford was going to tuck and run, but it left Davis Allen by himself and a very easy throw for Matt Stafford for that touchdown. C-minus for me.
Yeah, D-minus, and when you have a situation where you look through your script, and I watched it again today, and I'm trying to find what the really big-time positive play was, and you can't find it. And you look at the box score, and all it is Devontae, 6 for 77. Puka Nacua was largely like almost unnecessary in this game. You had no answer for Parkinson and Higby and Ferguson. Your secondary was totally puzzled. And that play you just pointed out was a great example where, like, he's either going out of bounds or he's throwing it in the back of the end zone. So if you're Diamino Lenore, where are you going?
Yeah.
Like, where are you off to run to? That was just an example of, I thought, a total breakdown. It's a D minus.
Yeah, not great. That's for sure. All right, up next is special teams. Special teams didn't have a huge opportunity in this game, or at least Eddie Pinheiro did not. No field goal attempts. He did miss one extra point. It was blocked, whether that's on Pinheiro for not giving it enough lift, or it's on his blockers for not doing their job, whatever. That's the fault of special teams. But that's only cost you a single point there. Sky Moore had a really nice punt return, which was a big positive. But other than that, there wasn't really a whole lot that was left up to special teams in this game. Both teams had pretty good field position. That feels like mostly a wash for me in this one. So I think more positive positive than negative, but it wasn't amazing. A B minus on special teams.
A solid B for me, and I was going to go B minus, but I upgraded it because Sky Moore was able to pick up a dirty kick. It was a kick that hit like the 14-yard line, and one bounce, he came up and he grabbed it, and it wasn't, you know, very drama-filled, but otherwise, yeah, the blocked extra point, that cannot happen. Either he kicked it too low or the protection wasn't good enough. They need to be a little bit better, but on a day where everything was kind of a disaster, yeah, special teams. Look at you.
Yeah,
it's a B.
They're not a bad group, and Sky Moore actually had, dare I say it, like a nice game. Like, Sky Moore had a nice game yesterday.
Look at you.
Yeah, but I'm going to knock this all the way down to a C+. Because I think you guys are underrating how important every extra point is. I don't care whose fault it was. You're all on the special teams. And that is a flat no-no. Can't happen. It can lose football games. Do not allow that kind of a thing to happen on an extra point. So C+ for me.
All right. And last but not least, we have coaching. I'll get to Kyle Shanahan in a second. I thought this was, for the first time in quite a while, a game where we saw Robert Saleh just absolutely not have any sort of answer. And you get it. You're going up against this Rams offense and specifically this Rams passing offense, and your defense is as injured as they've ever been. So I get it. I just would have thought that Robert Saleh...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Would have had some sort of answer to the formations and the personnel the Rams were throwing out there. With three tight ends, that forces your base defense onto the field, and that's putting Luke Gifford into bad spots versus athletic tight ends. At some point, you got to just say, Luke, I'm sorry, get off the field. We're putting an extra DB in, and we're just going to, fingers crossed, hope that we can deal with the physicality. And that change did not come, or it came far too late. With Kyle Shanahan, there were some issues as well. There was the penalty. The Niners, off of a timeout, had 12 men in the huddle. I don't know how that could possibly happen. That seems like a coaching thing to me. And Dibs, you referenced the 4th-and-1 run where Luke Farrell missed a block on the left side. I don't know why for the life of me. You guys talked about this earlier. You're calling a stretch out wide on 4th-and-1. Just run the ball up the middle. QB sneak it. Hell, I'd even trust Mac Jones to throw it on 4th-and-1. That play call for me on 4th-and-1 makes no sense. I thought it was a bad day for coaches across the board. A D+ for me.
Yeah, interesting. I actually gave him a B, but it's all totally because of perspective on what you're saying. Like, I'm focused on that 4th-and-1 play. Would I have run it up the middle? Sure. But I'm not a professional play caller, and Luke Farrell missed a block. And Luke Farrell has actually paid millions of dollars to do what? Block. That's the only reason he's here. So, like, I'm not going to put a lot of that on the coaching, and I'm not going to put pretty much anything on Robert Saleh, Because the dude has, hang on, let me count him. Zero horses. He has no players. Luke Gifford, I don't think is really that much of an NFL player, but I don't think the people are behind him either. So, look, the fact that they were moving the ball up and down the field on the Rams and made it look like it could have been a competitive game if they didn't turn it over, to me says, I can't give you an A because it wasn't a good day, but I can't knock you below a B because you just don't have what you need.
C minus, and I mean, this is where we all kind of differ, and I look at a game like that where you're getting blown out, and early first drive, the Niners call timeout on defense, and the Rams come out third and two. They convert. You mentioned the 12 men in the huddle, and you could see the frustration there. And you can blame the sub package or the players or whatever, but defensively, you got to know what you're doing. And I'm just going to add this. You're down 21-7, and it's the end of the first half, and things are not going your way. Fourth and seven from midfield, go for it. It's fourth and seven. Like, you're in a spot where your defense, you know, is in a lot of trouble. Go ahead and try to pick that one up. Instead, they punt. And, you know, the Rams kneeled it out, and that was basically the way it went. C minus for the coaching.
All right. And that's Grandy's grades for week number 10. Hopefully there's some better grades coming up week 11 in Arizona.
I would think. It's not a very good football team.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.